whispering, the way that she's pulling you in. Lord knows I've tried, I can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips, yeah, 'cause they taste like you.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, after 2 weeks of announcing the text to win contest, it feels like, geez, what do I say now? I kind of forgot how a normal morning works on the morning show. Yeah, our text to win is over. And I heard our grand prize winner lives in Managua. Is that how you pronounce it? Managua. Yeah, they listened to one of our stations in Park Falls, and they were the winner of our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, the grand prize winner. They're going to be going to Green Bay to watch Minnesota play some football there up in the... really nice suites that they have there. So congratulations to our winner, and thank you everyone for all my regular listeners who participated. I appreciate that. Now, I just need to get you to participate in my kazoo song. Why is this so difficult? It doesn't have to be this way, you know. You just get it. I have a kazoo. I'll give you one for free. Now that you know how to text, send me a text message, say, Mark, I want a kazoo, and let's talk about it. I'll get it to you somehow. All right, here we go. Great music here on Muskie Country 101.
Worked all week, cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing a little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. She's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires, musket down wine. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked-up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace. At the bottom of a real tall cold drink, I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Well, if you want a drink, go baby, just do your thing. I give up your keys. Hell, I drive when you can stay with me. And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace. At the bottom of a real tall cold drink, I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get get this thing started. It's my kind of party. Oh, baby, you can find me back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling just some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Y'all ready for this?
Musky 101.
My daddy always was a gentleman, never the kind to ever force his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. Tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little to cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish. When you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far, you got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough.
been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie.
Country. 101.1
Muskie 101.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres. Faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children.
and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, "Can't you see the promised land?" as he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday as he held that bloodstained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, "Bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me." There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Well, a little peekaboo sun here and there coming out of the clouds, brightly sunny, and then all of a sudden it just sneaks right behind another cloud. It's kind of what the day will be most of the day today. So
I'm walking on Friday nights, same old bar, same burned out lights, same people and all the same faces. So why in the hell does it feel like a different place? They were, but now it's like they don't know how to
Husky 101.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at whsm.com. That's community at whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Musky 101.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas wheat field farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes, with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you.
The most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Drink in my hand to fill it up and throw it down. I got a 40. warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. To fill it up or throw it down, I'm about to tell a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm a rocket man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. And that's a like that. You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up or throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do. Do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up or throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Musky 101.
I don't want to rush this thing. I don't want to jump the gun. I really want to say those three little words, but I'm gonna bite my tongue. Yeah, I'm just gonna lay on back. Leave it on cruise control. I'm gonna hold it all inside till the right time comes down the road. I got a feeling, my head's a reeling, my heart is screaming. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I and ends with a you. I got a feeling, are you feeling it too? I guess I've always said it now. So much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I got a feeling, my head's a reeling, my heart is screaming. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. Starts with an I, it ends with a U. I got a feeling, you're feeling it too. Bottled up emotion, it's more than a notion. It starts with an I, it ends with a U. I got a feeling. You're feeling it too. You're feeling it too. Yeah, you're feeling it too. Feeling it too. Oh yeah.
With me in the studio is a young local gal and her mom. And this gal you might know from a lot of the music venues that have been here in the Hayward area, and more particularly at the Big Top Chautauqua. Marley Payne is here with her mom, Brianna. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Tell me about, Mom, tell me about how all this started. When did you realize that Marley had a gift for singing? I'm sure it was at a young age. Tell us a little bit about that history.
My husband and I can remember back to when she was even as young as like 2 years old, and just singing from the moment she woke up to the moment she went to bed. And most of it didn't make sense at that age.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And she just would come up with these cute little melodies and just be singing all the time. And we always knew when she wasn't feeling well, because she wouldn't sing on days that she didn't feel well.
It was a good indicator.
Yeah. But really just always singing, always just humming something, whatever. So because of that, 2 summers ago, my husband was looking into a kids' music camp that she could do something in summer with more music, and specifically something with instruments, because she had never played an instrument. She knew she kind of wanted to get involved with something, but had no experience in that. So thank you to the Google machine for suggesting Big Top Chautauqua, but they have a kids' bluegrass camp. It's a 4-day camp where kids get to go there with no experience, try different instruments, and then there's different levels you can work up to, more of like an intermediate or an advanced level. But that is where she found her love of guitar and has not put it down ever since.
Marley, tell me about your experience going to this Big Top Chautauqua thing and what you thought of it when you first went there.
Yeah, I was really, really nervous because I didn't know any of the kids and I was by myself. But all the people were super nice and the teachers were very helpful. And by the end of it, I was very happy I went and definitely wanted to go the next year. But yeah, in the beginning, it was very scary, but I definitely learned a lot. And it was a lot of fun.
So that was the very first time you played a guitar?
Yeah, yep.
Did you try piano or anything else? Violin?
Uh-uh.
No, it was guitar.
No, it was guitar. Okay. Yep.
They have mandolin, fiddle, banjo, bass, and guitar. Those are the instruments that they offer to the kids at that particular camp.
Yeah.
And you pick like one or two a year is kind of what they want you to focus on. And she just happened to pick guitar. So and kind of glad she did. Huh?
Yeah.
So all this excitement and all this exposure kind of started when you were at the artist showcase at the Park Center last year, I think that was, or 2 years ago.
Yep. 15 months ago now. So not quite 2 years.
Yeah. So you were featured at the artist showcase at the Park Center. And I think the audience liked you. I think the audience and there was some other musicians that took a liking to you. Tell us about your experience at the artist showcase and what happened there.
Yeah, I got to work with Michael Pilhofer from the park, and we would go to his recording studio and we picked this group of songs that I really enjoyed. And we rehearsed them probably for a couple months, and it got time, and it was a great time. And the house band was behind me, and Molly Otis got to play with me during that. And it was a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And when Molly discovered you or met you at that point, she really took a liking to you and kind of took you under her wing as a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy because my mom's like, "You're working with Molly Otis." And I kind of didn't understand at that point because I'd never really heard of her before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started watching her videos from like back when she was younger and was in Nashville and stuff. And it was really cool and crazy. And then we just continued working together, and it was a lot of fun.
What are you doing more recently with various performances that her and her band are at?
Yeah, we've played at the Pavilion in Bayfield quite a few times. And we have Apple Fest coming up this weekend, which will be a lot of fun. And we did Muskie Fest in Hayward and just kind of bopping around to different local places in Bayfield and in Hayward.
So tell us a little bit about your life at home. Do you have some hobbies?
Yeah, I love riding horses and playing guitar. And I did basketball for a couple years, and I'm big into dance.
Yeah.
Kinda, you like fishing with your dad?
I do. I like fishing and hunting and just being out in nature.
Yeah. You are an outdoorsy gal.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, and dance is something that probably comes very easy because you had a very good instructor. Mm-hmm. Right here.
Yeah. Wink, wink. I always tell people that I manifested the fact that she's a singer because I just listened to music constantly when I was pregnant, obviously being a dance instructor. So I like to think I had a little something to do with it, even though I'm not a singer myself.
So what do you think the future looks like for you? What are you hoping to do in the next year, maybe the next 2 years? Do you have any aspirations or goals?
Yeah, I really want to try to put together a band and pursue music and keep doing kind of what I'm doing because it's been a lot of fun the past summer. And I want to continue music in my future, and I also want to do a rescue horse ranch. That's kind of like my dream.
Very cool. Yeah. Yep. Mom, how do you keep her grounded with all of this stuff going on? Not so much grounded at home because she did something wrong, but how do you keep her grounded in her personality, in her attitude? How does this work at home?
Yeah, we still just really encourage her to be a kid and let her be a kid. Be goofy, go outside, run around, build forts, like just still be a kid, even though she's very mature for her age and taking on a lot of responsibilities as a 12-year-old. And we try to make family time as much as we can. Even when she was having different gigs this last summer, we would make camping trips out of it. We'd go hiking. We'd do exploring. And so just allowing her to still be a kid, even though she's got those responsibilities to think about.
Right. Yeah. Well, Brianna and Marley, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was such a privilege to have Marley Payne and her mom in the studio with me, and we recorded a couple songs, and I played Music of the Night earlier this morning, and this time around, we're going to play her song entitled Anymore. And this is Marley Payne here in our studios at WHSM.
that was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on. First time we danced was to Marina Del Rey, and I fell right there and then. I didn't want that song to end. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. I can still see them in my mind. Probably will for the rest of my life. Damn straight, you're killing me, man.
Real Country Variety.
Muskie 101.
Let's go, girls. Hey!
something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan, I couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. I couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. Got it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time, every time. Don't know why. Might have been a song on the radio. Might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a little too tired. Might have been I got a little drunk last night. I got a little too far gone. My heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said. I just remember breaking down. Been a full moon, might have been a little too tired to fight, might have been I got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio, might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you, might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon, might have been a too tired to fight. Might have been I got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest but never off my mind. Two drinks in, get that hurt. You feel bad and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time, every time. I got a little drunk last night. Drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill into law on Friday in an effort to crack down on potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 targets the use of artificial intelligence to create or share explicit photos of a person generated without their consent. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation, prohibits publishing an artificially generated representation of an identifiable person with the intent to harass or intimidate them, and expands the crime of representations depicting nudity. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing safety tips with new drivers in honor of the Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for October, Teen Driver Safety. According to a press release, teen drivers were involved in nearly 19,000 crashes in 2024, causing 70 fatalities and nearly 6,000 injuries. DOT officials are reminding teens to wear their seatbelt, avoid distractions, follow speed limits, and never drive impaired. They're also reminding parents to talk with their children about the importance of safety behind the wheel. A Dallas man charged with making terrorist threats after threatening to shoot staff members at the Rice Lake Veterans Administration Center has been sentenced to 2 years of probation. 39-year-old Jonathan West entered into a plea deal at a hearing on Thursday, pleading guilty to felony making terrorist threats and misdemeanor unlawful phone use. According to court documents, West had called the Rice Lake facility multiple times the day of the incident and is accused of making similar threatening statements to two other VA offices. City officials say upgrades to the streetlights along U.S. Highways 2 and 53 and State Highway 35 could save the city over $100,000 per year. The project saw the replacement of over 500 streetlights with LED fixtures, which officials say are more energy efficient, will improve visibility, and require repairs less often. The city received about $74,000 in funding through the Department of Transportation's Carbon Reduction Program, as well as over $77,000 in rebates from Focus on Energy. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Monday afternoon. Light winds and highs near the 60-degree mark. It'll get a little frosty in the overnight. As temperatures drop back into the mid-30s, we'll have a mostly clear sky, a light breeze. Sunshine returning Tuesday. Currently 46 degrees.
Muskie 101.
Turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed for turning 102 today. They asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when you hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it in. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. So don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't. Life goes faster than you think.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only